I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Whether it's a boon or a bane, the weather sure has lifted here. It's been a very warm winter. Spring is coming early.
Yes.
So how does that work for an entomologist?
Well, on the surface, I love it because the insects are out. I'm always up for going outdoors and seeing insects, and especially a month or two early, that's fine by me. But as a biologist, I find it a little disconcerting because we still have another potential 2 months of cold weather coming along, and another hard freeze or three could really do some damage to insect populations as well as plant populations. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I took advantage of this warm weather we had and went along the Potomac River at Stratford Hall.
Mm.
Many of our listeners will know, I just learned that Stratford Hall, among other things, is known for being a good place to hunt for fossils. You can walk along the beach there and find shark's teeth and crocodile teeth and all kinds of shells and fragments of bone and whatnot. But I was interested in tiger beetles. I have never seen tiger beetles in Virginia in February before, and I found two species near the beach.
In any quantity or just?
They were in good numbers. One of the species was found right along the river itself, Cicindela herticulus, and then along a little sandy walkway from the parking area going down to the beach was another species, Cicindela rapanda. And I managed to get some nice pictures of both of them that we'll put up on the webpage.
So would you miss the shark's tooth looking for a beetle? Are you that kind of guy?
I am that kind of guy.
Were you distracted?
I wasn't distracted in the least. The beetles were the focus of my attention. Then I did hunker down and find a couple of small teeth, and that was kind of fun. I mean, it sort of feeds into the collector that's in me, but it was the tiger beetles that really held my attention. And I have to admit, I was going through some of the other bits of vegetation that had washed up on the shore, but tiger beetles were the only beetles that I found at that particular spot. Virginia has a very interesting tiger beetle fauna, and for people that want to know more about Virginia tiger beetles, I strongly recommend this wonderful book, The Biology of Tiger Beetles, A Guide to the Species of the South Atlantic States by Barry Nisley and Tom Schultz. This is a book that's available through the Virginia Museum of Natural History, and we'll be sure to put that link up too. But there's great information about their biology and habitats, and it's a great overview of all the species that occur here in the state.
Is there a lot of interest in that?
Tiger beetles are of particular interest to ecologists because they have very exacting requirements. So they're often considered to be biological indicators. In fact, we have one federally threatened species of tiger beetle here in Virginia, the northeastern beach tiger beetle, which once was very common, and now it's virtually gone. In fact, the only places that you'll find it commonly are around the eastern and western shores of the Chesapeake. Their favorite place to be is in a very narrow strip of sand just above high tide, and that's where the larvae live in vertical tunnels. So these beetles are literally living on the edge.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.